Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
You are listening to Life Conversations with Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Let me try.
Okay, just remember what I showed you.
Yep, there was a bunny who had one big ear and another big ear. They looped-a-looped, made a bow, and the bunny hopped away. I did it!
Oh, good job, kiddo. Now let's tie your other shoe.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
If you think depression is all in a person's head, you're right. It's a brain illness. And like other illnesses, it has symptoms. A person suffering from depression might feel sad, empty, or numb. They might sleep more or less, eat a lot, or not at all, or show little interest in participating in ordinary activities. Mood swings, including anger and sadness, are common. They're often tired and have a hard time concentrating or making decisions. Depression can make those who suffer from it feel hopeless. It can even lead to suicide. If you see the symptoms of depression, get that person to a doctor. With medical help, depression can be treated and suicide can be prevented. Learn how to stop depression from taking another life. Call SAVE, Suicide Awareness Voices of Education, 1-888-511-SAVE, on the web at save.org.
Life Conversations works with people to increase their organizational and individual potential by assisting them in identifying habits, attitudes, beliefs, and expectations that hinder their performance professionally and socially. Life Conversations is committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be.
I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. I am peace. I am here. I am strong. I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God. I am you. I am healed. I am love. I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. And I am free.
Somewhere there's a nothing waiting to become something, fighting all the
thank you.
To bring us back again, and it never fails. Forgiveness is the key. Recognizing who you are is the key. Understand that even if you're standing up, even if you fall down, God is there. There is no spot where God is not. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you for tuning into Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and you make a difference. You certainly do, and thank you for being here. Ah, it's another exciting day. So much going on behind the scenes. Listen, folks, when you listen to radio or you watch television or you go to a Broadway production and everything is just put together perfectly, enjoy it, but understand that there's so much work going on behind the scenes. But people don't always talk about that. But we know how to work it out here, and we'll just let you know. As you know, in your life, there's so much going on behind the scenes. So it's okay if you're not perfect. Actually, give up being perfect. Just show up as you are. It's okay if you messed up. It's okay if you judge somebody today. Just bring yourself back to the center. Bring yourself back to the middle. All is truly well. And thank you for being here. You are listening to Life Conversations with Life Coach Ade. And I'm excited, but I am excited. But it doesn't take much, but it takes a little bit more. I mean, you know me. I get excited easily. But there's some things that just takes my excitement level to the next, you know, just pushes it up a notch. It's actually... Brace yourself. But anyway, before we go into that, we started the show with Carly Jackson and in reminding us that we are free, that we are loved. If you want to find out more about Carly, you can go to her Facebook page. Yeah, that crazy thing called Facebook. Just thinking about it gives me the shakes. But anyway, I digress. Carly Jackson. You can find her on Facebook. Carly, C-A-R-L-L-I-E, Jackson, J-A-X-E-N. And then Caroline Malachi came in and reminded us that we are beautiful dreamers, that we hear anything is possible, even if you're playing not to lose. Today we're going to activate your soul, and you'd say, wow, I've been wasting my time. Now I can play to win, and I don't have to worry about what the world thinks about what I'm doing. Yes, because you're a beautiful dreamer. And, you know, the topic, the question, the title, the theme, it's really helping you not to play to lose, because that's what we do. But we would hold that till later. But we know that we all fall down. So State of Man said, listen, we got to come in and just let people know that we all fall down. Wherever you are, all is well. If you want to find out more about Caroline Malachi, you can go to her website, beautiful. No, it's not. Let's try again. It's CarolineMalachi.com. CarolineMalachi.com. Or I used to call, or you can call it Malachi, but it's Malachi. And if you want to find out more about State of Man, you can go to their website, stateofmanmusic.com. Stateofmanmusic.com. I welcome all of you in the chat room. Emmy051, it's nice to see you again. It's been a while. Welcome back. You come in every now and then. I think you listen to the archive most of the time, but it's nice to see you. It's nice to see you virtually. Silent listeners, this geister's guest, welcome. Joy, nice to see you again, sister friend. And the joyful Tamara, Joy is in the house, spreading the joy, spreading the love. Celeste is in the house. I wonder, I'm going to figure it out. There's a number there that's catching my attention. Actually, that number is daring me to say something, but I won't. I'll wait. But anyway, some other numbers on there. Betty's in the house. Betty, thank you for all you do, for taking care of the behind the scenes while I'm making it look easy. Well, okay, I think I'm making it look easy, but you guys might get a different impression. So don't bust my bubble. Betty, thank you for doing what you're doing behind the scenes while I make it look easy or sound easy. quick announcement here before I bring you my special guest, my special friend, my life coach. You know, I've always told you, we all, a life coach is a life coach, a therapist is a therapist, or whatever. But we always, all of us need somebody we can go to. Kelly Jones Waller is that person for me. You've met my spiritual mentor, Reverend, talk about a blank. What's her name? What's my spiritual mentor's name again? I'm looking at it. I see it. Mary Louise Ruffner. Oh, my God. What just happened there? Whew, Lord, I'm scared. Okay, let me hurry up and bring Kelly on here because I don't know what just happened. I forgot my own spiritual mentor's name. I can see the name in my mind, but I can say it. I'm having a moment. All right, everybody, just take a breath with me. You know, I've been getting letters saying, you know, I'm so laid back that I need to really be more hyper and be more energetic. But I don't know if I can do that. So I'm going to try and be more energetic, okay? For those of you who've been complaining that I'm very excited, I have a lot of passion. I don't have a lot of passion and I'm always laid back. I'm working on it, so bear with me. Kelly, yes, I'm going to bring Kelly on, but some quick announcements here. Today's September 21st. That's today's date, right? If you haven't registered, go now and do it for Living from the Inside Out teleconference that's taking place tonight. Wherever you are in the world, on the phone, on the internet, it is, you go to lifecoachade.com and click the group coaching tab and register there tonight, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And and then we'll just see you tonight, virtually see you. What else do I need to tell you? I need to tell you about Dr. Darren Wiseman. I got to get that right. For some reason, I like to call him Daryl, but it's Darren Wiseman. Infinite love and gratitude. He's a wonderful man doing some great work, healing work. He has his own show on Hay House Radio and great things. He'll be joining us October 4th. And I'm jumping ahead of myself, but just so you can mark your calendar, especially because the show we're doing on October 4th is actually, it's going to be a different time.
we're actually going to do the show at 1 o'clock instead of 12 p.m. So mark your calendars. Don't say you won't want. And, of course, next week, last Wednesday of every month, we do Conscious Parenting and Ancestral Blueprint. So last Wednesday of the month, this month, we've got Conscious Parenting with Michelle Brown Stafford. And that's at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And then at 2 p.m., we have Ancestral Blueprints. Whew, that's a lot of announcements. I feel like I'm at church. Oh, one more announcement. And the bake sale is taking place. Oh, stop it. No, Lisa Emerson, she's facilitating family constellations here in Atlanta. If you want to find out more about Family Constellations, you can go to Family Constellations West, Constellations like the stars, familyconstellationswest.com, and click the Atlanta event tab. That will give you all the details, because I refuse to give you any more details right now. I'm tapped out. I'm tapped out. Tapper said, who said that? Who said you're laid back? Who said you don't have a lot of passion? What show have they been listening to? Well, they said they've been listening to my show, that I'm always laid back. I just, you know, they say I put them to sleep. I don't know why, but anyway. let's bring on my guest before, I don't know what's going to come out my mouth, but I think Kelly will rescue me. Let me open this tab and push this button. But before I actually unmute Kelly, let me read her bio. Yeah, Kelly is my personal life coach, and you'll find out why. Kelly Jones Waller, she's a professional coach, a trainer, and a strategist. One of the country's top coach trainers with the world's largest coaching training company. That's Coaches Training Institute, CTI. She was formerly the president of Georgia Coach Association, winner of GCA Annual Service Award. She chaired the annual PRISM Award showcase featuring top organizational coaching programs. And she's proud of her non-profit experience. I always want to say not for profit. There you go. Dude, you just need to be a little bit more passionate. She's so proud of her not-for-profit experience. Just say it. Including her work with Cool Girls, Inc. Before coaching, she spent 12 years in sales and marketing, including experience with Levi's. You know, those pair of jeans, they're still around today. Let's see. Hopefully, there's some technical stuff going on here, and I'm trying to avoid feedback. Let me bring Kelly up, because I don't want to lose my listeners. Kelly, how are you doing, my dear friend?
Hello. I am doing wonderful. And, of course, we can hear from you that you are your wonderful, inspirational self, as always.
Yeah, I'm working on being a little bit more energetic and more passionate.
Yes, of course, I can tell.
I think I'm going to do some coaching around that.
What's important about that?
Kelly Jones Waller, yes, she's my guest, and today we want to talk about a lot of different things. There's some people who've been asking me, you know, how do you become a coach? Do I need to be certified? We're going to cover that. The people who are saying, I don't know what my purpose is. I just don't know. I don't know what my gifts are. I don't know what my talent is. I just don't know. And so we're going to cover that. We're also going to be asking you a question. Are you playing not to lose? So just brace yourself, call your friends, share the show with your friends on Facebook, and go in there real quick and come out, because that new change is driving me nuts. Yes, I said it. I like change, but I don't like change with Facebook. Okay, I get it out of my system. But anyway, go on Facebook, post the show, let people know what you're listening to. You can tweet the show, as well as don't forget to like the show and follow the show. That's what I meant to say. Follow the show. So that way you can get regular updates, because you never know who we're going to bring on Life Conversations Radio. The number is 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. You will actually get two coaches for the price of none. So if you have any questions, if there's anything you're dealing with, it doesn't matter if it's off topic, just bring it now. You're not going to get this chance as always. Two coaches for the price of none? 347-426-3346. Kelly Jones Waller, I got a question for you. This is a question that just came to me, so I got to ask you. Who are you? Who is Kelly Jones Waller?
Oh, yeah, that question just came to you, didn't it? Just popped
yes,
up
indeed.
From nowhere. Just popped up from nowhere. You know what? You know, beyond the bio that you read, which gives the, you know, the standard who is she sort of definition, who am I? You know what? I'm someone who believes that we all have an impact, that we all make a difference in this world, and that it isn't until we really know who we are that we can make the intended difference that we're supposed to. Mm. Consequently, that means that one of our biggest jobs is to find out who we are. Now, the funny thing is, saying, oh, find out who you are, it sounds like such a, oh, I got to go figure that out or something. And as if there's a real journey that you got to pack your bags, get ready to go, depart from where you are in order to really see who you are. And I believe that the journey isn't as far away from us as we might make it seem. There are indications about who we are, about what makes life light up for us every single place we'd want to look. It's just that so much of it we take for granted. We take for granted our gifts. We take for granted those things that we do naturally. You know, the way that we show up just because.
Yes.
We take for granted that when people experience our presence, some unique flavor comes off. But in all of that, combining that with our talents and our gifts, there, in fact, you have the makings of who we are.
You know, I listened to your answer of my question, the answer you gave to who are you, and in there, there's so much to just unpack and break down, and I'm going to just take that and run with it. Like Tavis Smiley would say, since you brought that up about taking ourselves for granted, I'm going to go with it. I'm always saying, Tavis, you don't need permission to ask the question, but since you brought that up, Kelly Jones Waller, this thing about us taking ourselves for granted, not recognizing our gift and talents, it's I have an idea why that happens. I mean, in your experience as a coach, why does that happen? Why do we take the thing that is most special about us, the so unique, that is so valuable, why do we take it for granted?
Well, you know, one of the reasons why we take it for granted is, you know, the whole understanding of what it means to take something for granted. We don't recognize it. It's so natural for us that we really don't see the big deal. We live it. We breathe it. It's is close to us. Is I don't know what. So we don't see it. That's the number one reason we don't take it for granted, and we don't see it because it's just a part of our fabric. It's just who we are. So I think that's one of the main reasons why we take it for granted. And then there's this little thing that I also believe contributes is sometimes it looks as if it's not necessarily valued. So, and I say that because, you know what, we spend so much time trying to figure out, oh, what's my purpose so I know what I should do? Your purpose and what you actually do are not necessarily the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
So when we discover, whoops, I heard a little static there.
Yeah.
Yeah, when we discover our purpose, and I think that's really good. Let me just digress for a second. It's about like that. Okay, we hear static. We know who we are, but there's all this static about what we're supposed to do and who we're supposed to be. So chances are that louder voice seems to get our attention versus really getting clear on, oh, you know, what is my impact? When do I show up? When am I at my best? Once we find those answers, then we can ask, so what is it that would be the best expression of that? Maybe that's in the form of a new job. Maybe it's simply in the form of how we interact. Maybe it's community service or work that we do. It could be a million different things, but it's not always, and it doesn't always have to be the way in which you make a paycheck. So we collapse the two. Are you there?
Okay, here I am. Okay, here I am. I was like, I'm talking. Here I am. Here I am, Lord. Use me. I was just saying, you know, there's so much, even how you tied in the static. And because in that journey to find self that never went anywhere, there are statics. Sometimes when we speak up, people don't hear us. Sometimes when the self that we really are is trying to say, but this is who I am, we don't even hear that true self that we are. It's an interesting thing. I mean, and this is why I say everyone is a life coach, a minister, a therapist, or mentor, because we need somebody else who can always help us see ourselves. Mm-hmm. When you were talking about our gifts and talents being so natural, it's so close to us. I thought of the scripture. There's a scripture that says God is closer to the breath and our neck vein. And I just thought, you know, even this whole thing about God, we take God for granted, you know.
Yeah.
So it's like, it seems like it's all part of the cosmic game, the universal hide and seek. Like, okay, you're going to be so close to yourself that you won't see yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I know we're going deep here, but I'm just going to go with the flow. And I want to come back to what you said, because I can hear people say, wait a minute, what do you mean my purpose is not what I do? In this space when, you know, listeners listen and say, wow, I never thought of it that way, that, you know, my gifts and talents are so close to me, they're natural, I take it for granted. Now I know why I've been challenged to identify or recognize it. But now I can move forward. But Kelly Jones Waller just said, my purpose is not what I do. What do you mean? I mean, I thought that's what we're here. We're here to discover what our purpose is and then do it and share it with the world. Can you explain more, share more on that?
Yeah, I can. So when I say our purpose isn't necessarily what I do, it's like we're thinking, and maybe let me clarify it. Your purpose isn't necessarily the way in which you're supposed to get a paycheck. I put it that way because I hear more people saying, let me find my purpose so that I can go make money,
right,
versus let me find my purpose to be more fulfilled. And as I say that, your purpose isn't like, oh, I should be a doctor. That's not the purpose. That is a tangible way of expressing a purpose you could have, but it doesn't necessarily mean that it translates into a doctor. So as I was saying, purpose really is about what's your unique impact in the world. When you show up, what's different because you've entered the room? When people end up talking about you and saying, oh, that Ade, you know him, he is so blah, 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 blah. What do they say? What do you say? I mean, hey, actually, Ade, you started off the show talking about it. People telling you to be more laid back. Oh, come on. Oh, come on. Just from being around you for a brief period of time, we know your purpose is to inspire. It's to engage. It's to enliven. It's to wake people up. It's to teach. It's to serve in that process of transforming. Like I want to say, don't we all know that? And it's the same for each of us. I mean, just like you, there's an impact that we all have. One of the best things you can do to begin to find out, okay, so what is my purpose? Here, I'm gonna throw a thought out there. Just imagine that you, individual, out there listening in, imagine for a moment that you have been given billboard space all over your city. And on that billboard, you can put any message you want. And the beauty of putting that message there is that tens of thousands of people will pass it. They will see it. They will be changed because of it, because of something that you feel is important to communicate, to impart to them. Look at that billboard. Notice what it looks like. Notice the colors of that billboard, the words that might appear, notice what happens to that driver when she's passing by it and she looks up and she sees it. How will she feel taking in that message? Spend some time with that question. Answer it to yourselves and notice, what is the impact you have on people? Because there's something in us. We all have an urge within us to grow, to develop, to evolve. And I believe all of that is our unique urge to bring and to express more of our purpose in the world.
Yes. Oof. I went on a trip there, and I could see. I feel more excitement bubbling up inside of me. And, you know, I love that process where we allow ourselves to step outside of ourselves and then look back. Because I always tell people, you know, I went through the phase of saying, oh, what's my purpose? What am I here to do? If I can find it, I'll be happy. I'll never have to worry anymore. I'll never have no money issues and blah, 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 blah. And I was thinking, at that moment, at that time, I did think, okay, that's the job I needed to do. Now, it turned out to be that. I'm grateful that my work, if you will, my professional work, is it's in alignment with who I really am. So I'm truly grateful for that. But what I realize now is we are here to be a representation, to be God in action, to represent God on earth.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we all have a unique way of expressing that, which is what you're saying. When people see themselves, when other people see me on a billboard, what would the message they'll get from that? That's how I'm expressing God. That's how I'm expressing the universe, the creator, Jesus, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
You know, because we are here to be the face of God, and each and every one of us have that unique gift.
Right. And so then that's the impact that you end up having. I think that the impact we have is often the one we take for granted. Like, when our day shows up, inspiration shows up. Oh, wow, there's a unique piece of his purpose right there.
Mm-hmm.
Others, think about it. You know, people that when they show up, you know, like, okay, oh, gosh, I know I can go talk to this person because she'll make me feel better. You know, I just get that sense of warmth and comfort, and I know as bad as things are, everything's going to be okay.
Yes.
There's a purpose to nurture, you know, to bring in a sense of warmth for others, to provide comfort and reprieve. That's a purpose. So we're usually used to thinking in terms of job descriptions. A purpose isn't a job description. But it could be the beginning of one.
I know, that's right.
You know? Yeah, I say it's not a job description, and at the same time, it can be the beginning of one. The beginning of one.
Mm-hmm. 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 Funny, Kelly, as we have this conversation, I'm forgetting that we are on the radio. When you and I talk, we have this kind of conversation. And then there's moments of silence where we're thinking, and I'll have to remind myself, you're doing a show. For a minute, I was just like contemplating what you're saying and listening and saying, yeah, that is so true. I'm like, wait a minute.
Wait a minute. You still have the MC back there.
But it's true. Okay, so what I'm going to do now, I'm going to take a break. The number is 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. I got to tell you guys, you know, there's so much going on nowadays. There's a lot of shift. Sometimes there's things going on inside our bodies, and we don't even know what's going on. We've seen things, and some of us are worried the world is coming to an end. Yeah, it's coming to an end. A new way of being, a new way of living is happening. I tell you, get somebody, find somebody in your life that will stretch you, that will help you recognize who you are. I mean, this moment, just before I take a break, I take this moment to say I am grateful for Kelly Jones Waller, you know, because there are times when I'm just stuck in my own head, literally stuck in my own head. I'm caught up in there, can't figure it out, and we'll start talking. By the time I get off the phone, I'm just feeling liberated. And Kelly, I just want to say thank you. Thank you for who you are, for just showing up and really being committed to living your purpose, expressing your gifts, your talent. And I'm grateful to call you my friend. So,
Thank you.
Make sure you get yourself a friend like Kelly Jones Waller. She's a life coach, a professional coach. She's a trainer as well. When we come back,
we want to address this conversation about, well, it's a question. Are you playing not to lose? What does that mean? What are we talking about? The number is 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. And make sure you press 1 on your keypad. Also, as I said earlier, if you got questions, if it's something, maybe you're challenging your relationship or you find yourself being stuck or something's going on, you want to leave a job, you got financial, whatever it is, whatever you're dealing with, and you just need some guidance, you want us to support you, the number is 347-426-3346. I'm telling you, you get two coaches for the price of none. We will be right back. You're listening to Life Conversations with Life Coach Ade. And take time to breathe in all this inspiration that is being activated inside of you.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Forget to pick me up from school.
Drugs and alcohol may make you forget your problems.
My mother got help, and because of recovery, she is here for me.
Hi, Mom.
You ready?
Let's go.
For drug and alcohol treatment for you or someone you love, call 1-800-662-HELP. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Hello there. My name is Michelle Brown Stafford, child prodigy mom and parental involvement activist, urging parents to get involved in their children's education. At the age of 13, our son, Stephen Stafford, became the youngest ever to enroll as a full-time regular student in Morehouse College's 150-year history. This occurred only after well-meaning educators failed to identify our son's gifts in the classroom. Knowing who our son was, my husband and I got involved and prevented Stephen from falling through the educational cracks. So parents, get involved. Stay involved. Your child's potential is definitely worth it.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Life Conversations Radio.
Giving a voice back to the community. 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 To the community.
choices, choices. Life is full of choices. Even when you choose not to make a choice, you're making a choice because you're choosing not to choose. Julie Dexter. If you want to find out more about Julie Dexter, you can go to her website, juliedexter.com. Emmy, nice to see you. Silent listeners, welcome, welcome. Joyce. What's that? Sprocket dog, I think. Cherub. Yeah, I'll leave it as that. Tamara Joy, nice to see you. We're going to take a call. My guest today is Kelly Jones Waller. She's a professional coach and scrolling down here, a trainer. And she's one of the top trainers with CTI, which is Coaches Training Institute. And we're going to talk more about that. Maybe some of you are thinking about being a coach. And you can call in 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. Life is good, is getting better. And there's a comment in the chat room. And by the way, Kelly is a mother, and that's a high-priority job. So
it's a wonderful job.
That's right. Yes, yes, it is. Kelly does it so well. She makes it sound easy and look easy and feel easy. She makes me think I can be a good mother. That's how good she is. I'm like, I think I'll be a good mother. So, Kelly, there's a comment in the chat room here, and I want you to speak to that. And because I really can relate to this statement. Joy in the chat, she said, sometimes I find it hard to find interesting people to encourage me. I find myself uplifting and helping others, but I seem to be stuck. I am drained. So it's this, you know, she's always there for others, but nobody else there for her to stretch her or uplift her. What would you say to someone going and growing through that?
Well, you know what I would say? One, I definitely understand what she means, because, and I think part of it is because she is in the midst, really, of her purpose. She does
yes.
know that a lot of it is about uplifting others and giving of herself. I think that one of the things that we find, the coaches often find, is that when you really love what you do, it becomes uplifting within itself. So that instead of people draining us, when you work with someone else, even all about their stuff, uplifting them, there's a way that it automatically uplifts us. And when we put ourselves in the position of solving other people's problems, it becomes draining.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a difference between really helping and uplifting others and solving their stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Our job is not to solve their stuff. Our job is to empower them. And part of that actually has us feel that much more fulfilled. So that's one part of it, to really look at, am I really uplifting this person? Or am I helping this person feel better in the moment? 'Cause, you know, simply having a voice to listen sometimes is what people love, to feel better in the moment.
Yes.
But it becomes uplifting for you when you are doing it empowering versus problem solving. And then part two of that is go and find your own upliftment. Find people that inspire you. Make that a part of your tribe. So sometimes it means that you've got to reach beyond maybe your normal network, the people that know and expect you to be there to take care of them. Reach beyond. Find who inspires you. Go and involve yourself in community and in groups with others who are doing similar things, such as yourself, because you too need to be fed. As you said at the beginning, Ade, coaches need coaches, therapists need therapists. We all need that sort of time and attention for it to be all about us.
Yes.
And I don't care how great you are, myself included. I don't care how you think you've got it all together. There's no such thing as having it all together. We're all evolving. We're all growing and learning. So always having someone there for you is equally important. So find your tribe, in so many words. And know that it's important, like crucial, to find your tribe so that you do feel replenished enough to do the work that you're passionate about.
That is so true. You know, the point about empowering versus problem solving. Whew, I could so relate to that. There was a time where I was a master problem solver. I used to feel good when I'm problem solving, but when I get off the phone or finish talking, I'm just drained because I was coming up with answers. I felt like if I didn't have answers for my friends or clients or people that were calling me for help, saying, I just want your thoughts on this. If I can come up with an answer, then I'm not really doing my job. I'm not really good. This is why they come to me. So I got to, it's almost like I was looking for a treat, so I got to give them the right answer. But through my growth and transformation, I realized actually the person that I'm assisting, supporting, they have the answer within them. You know, it's like when I made that shift that my role is to be a catalyst to help people see what is already there, there are times now, most of the time, when I get up a coaching call, oh, my God, you think I'm excited now? I would talk to my friend John Stringer, and I would say, oh, my God, I'm so grateful. Because when we allow ourselves to empower others rather than problem solve, and we dance with them, something powerful, magnificent rushes through us, this energy, because you're not anticipating what's going to happen next. You're dancing with the person you're supporting, and that dance is liberating when you surrender to something greater. I mean, I know that for true. That's been my experience, and it makes a big difference. And the thing about finding your own tribe, because the people that are coming to you to and talking to the listeners or anybody else really who experiencing this, the people who are coming to you to uplift them, you know, they're coming to you for advice. You can't really go to them for that because they look to you to give them the inspiration. And you have to stretch yourself and step out your own comfort zone. I know, Kelly, I shared earlier, before the first half of the show, I mean, Kelly and I can go a while without talking, but then we'll text or email saying, it's about that time. It's about that time. Let's talk. And then, you know, it's like once I meet with Kelly and we talk, I mean, that I just find myself feeling grounded. It's very, very important.
Yeah.
We want to address this. Go ahead, Kelly.
Let me just say, one of the other things that you're starting to point to is really part of the difference between coaching and other professions. A true coaching model is not about telling you what to do. It's believing in your full potential and knowing that our role as a coach is to call that forth, to evoke that in you, mm-hmm. not to just give you the answers. And I know that the word gets thrown around and pretty much abused, but really, a consultant gives you the answers, okay? Mm-hmm. Someone that has expertise in that area can provide you with the perfect recommendations. But from a coach standpoint, our expertise is in helping you navigate and get to your own truth. That's where our expertise lies. So I know for many, it's like, oh, wait, that's what you mean by coach? Yeah, that's what we mean by coach.
Yes. And that's one of the things, and once again, I keep wanting to go here, but we won't go there yet. But I want to emphasize this is what I love about CTI, the idea of that everyone is naturally creative, resourceful, and whole. So when you're supporting somebody and you can look at them and say they're naturally creative, they're resourceful and whole, there's nothing that needs to be fixed, there's no problem here. You're just helping them see something that's seeking to be birthed. Something is trying to be revealed, and you're there you become a midwife for their own birthing, you know?
Exactly. Yeah, that's definitely one of our one of the fundamental beliefs at CTI is that everybody, just because you are here, just because God saw fit for you to be on planet Earth this time around, you are naturally creative, resourceful, and whole. And if we see people that way, you'd be surprised at how they rise to the occasion.
Mm-hmm.
It's that we don't. When we take the opportunity for them to work through their own issues, that we actually are holding them as if they're not, as if they're not capable, as if they have to have assistance, as if they don't have the abilities within themselves. So, yeah, we end up doing a disservice that way.
Yeah, and you end up being a crutch for them. When you become a crutch, they lean on you. Sometimes you don't even have enough strength to hold yourself up, and they're leaning on you. So, of course you're going to be drained. In the chat room, Spokette Dog said, people may think of her as strong, and they don't step in to help because they see her as Wonder Woman. They probably don't mean to, but they take advantage of your kindness and strength, not realizing you need support too. But here's the thing, and Joy said that too. She said, that's the problem. People think I have it all together. Well, you do have it together, but a doctor will never go to his patient and say, you know what, I got a headache.
Yeah.
You know, a doctor would go see another doctor, or I have a pain in my back. So it's okay. You do have it together, and you're seen as a strong leader, is what you're sharing in the chat room. You are that, but you also need to support yourself with other strong leaders so they can pull you higher, so they can stretch you and help you see your magnificence. And don't look at it as a problem. It's actually a gift.
Yes,
you are. Yes. If they see you as that, you are that. Go ahead, Heather.
Let me just chime in with that, because, I mean, I know the feeling. I know the feeling. People say, but you've got it all together, blah, 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 blah. Well, here's the deal. The other thing that we're really talking about here is, what does it mean to be vulnerable?
Mm.
To honestly ask for what you want. Now, speaking as a partially reformed strong woman.
Partially reformed.
Partially reformed.
She's in process.
Exactly. I am in process. What I know from personal experience and even working with my clients is that we teach people how to interact with us. We teach people how to treat us. And a lot of times, dangers of the strong woman is we don't actually ask for help. And then when we do ask for help, the question is, are we asking the right people? Are we asking the tribe that we have looked at to see that these people are the ones that are willing to listen to you, to see you as the human that you are, not just the strong woman, I am woman, hear me roar. So what we're talking about is us opening up our hearts and our minds to be a little bit more vulnerable, to ask for what we want, to actually share when we don't have it all together in that moment. And that is a stretch. And to me, that's the greatest test of real strength.
Yes.
In your vulnerability, you will find your greatest strength.
Whew. Mm. Mm.
It's something. I know it sounds like it's counterintuitive, yet it's true.
And you know what? Celeste, we're coming to you, but I want you to speak more to that. You just said in your vulnerability, you will find your strength. And people would say, well, I like, and it's true, I believe you, but people will take my vulnerability for weakness. People will think I'm soft. You know, people walk over me. I don't know if I want to be that vulnerable, because people don't really care. You know, I don't want to go there, but how can that be a strength? Speak more on that, please.
Yeah, speak more on that, please.
Yes.
Well, okay.
Oh, great one.
Oh, great one. So here's what I see. When you are vulnerable, see, here's the reason why a lot of people don't go to being vulnerable and even asking for what they need, because it, quote unquote, it feels so weak. I want to say that's just something, that's a bag of marbles that society has put on us, that sharing that is weak. When you combine that with your strength, the fact that you can open yourself up and say, I hurt, this is what I need. Or even, I hurt, I don't know what I need. There's opportunity there. Most of us feel like, oh, but if I go there, it'll get really messy and I'll never come back. Now, the truth of the matter is, we're human beings and we all have emotions. And emotions are meant to emote, which means to move, to pass through. When we fully allow ourselves to feel what's there, like those vulnerable emotions of fear, of disappointment, of sadness. When we really allow ourselves to feel it, they shift, they change. They get to a place of acceptance, of well-being, of peace, of love. But it's when we don't allow that to happen that shift can't take place. So being open to that shift, understanding that there is a process that you will move through, is a very strong thing to do. What isn't strong, which is what we usually see, I call it faux strength, is when we mask it, when we put on the smile, when we try to be I shouldn't use bad language, but when we try to be a hard blankety blank, you can figure out what that is, to suppress it in the moment. And then what happens? It lingers. It keeps coming up. It was here this month. We pushed it down a little bit. It pops up 2 months later. Push it down a little bit more. Believe it or not, that's what we call playing not to lose. We're not playing to win. We are not playing to win. We're playing not to lose because we are more driven by the fear than we are connected to what we're really going for, our true desired outcome. So, I mean, it's something. Playing not to lose shows up in many different ways, but that question, you know, about vulnerability and strength is another way that it shows up. We've been taught, oh, but if I do that, people will think that I'm weak, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Now, if you're sloppy, if you do it, if you stay there, if you take the whole world with you, if you allow yourself to wallow over time and you know it's no longer effective, yeah, that's when you might be seen as weak.
Right, right.
But not when you authentically give it to yourself. It will move through. Not when you're sincere with what you're feeling.
In your vulnerability lies your strength. Let's take a call. Let's take a call. The number is 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. My guest is Kelly Jones-Waller, professional coach or trainer with CTI Coaches Training Institute. 347-426-3346. Hello, Celeste. How are you doing?
I want to growl at the both of you.
Okay, yeah. Go ahead, growl.
Wow.
Go ahead, do it.
See, I did. Life Coach Kelly, I was calling to complain about Life Coach Ade, but you come from his tribe, so I surrender. And what I want to complain about is how this man has consistently for a year has told me, in the midst of me screaming and growling, like I just did on the air, to unwrap the gift.
Mm.
It saved my life, so I'm really playing. But I see where he gets it from, and I thank you for it, because through him, what you've been sharing with him is touching all of his clients, and I can speak in full knowing. But I am calling you because the both of you are just setting off fireworks outside for me in D.C. One of the things that you went straight to vulnerability, and that was coming up for me a lot. And one of the pieces that I'm working with right now is the midwife. And Life Coach Ade talked about the midwife.
Uh-huh.
And the midwife is from the Black Angel cards. And what comes from that is a reminder that we are all witness to creation. And at times, we're afraid to be our own creators. And one of the pieces that you said that I just had to share with you, it's a line from the book. It says, soul revival for the midwife includes embracing fear as evidence of gifts coming into your life. These are the gifts you asked for. Bringing forth others' creations is fine as long as you are aware of your own gifts. Know that birthing or creating is tightly woven together with fear in your soul revival. Step fully into that fear and wait for the gifts that abound. So I want to thank you for helping us tap into our power. I'm not growling at you guys, really. I'm really giving you a big hug because I have moved mountains listening to Life Coach Ade and listening to you. So thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. I feel your big hug. I feel your big hug. And I love the growl because, you know, at a point it's like, yeah, I just got to lay that down, don't I?
He doesn't listen to it anyway. If I don't growl, he says he's not challenging me enough.
Ah.
Thanks for that.
So true, so true.
Thank you, Celeste. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you. You know, and thank you, Celeste. One thing that you bring up that I just think is wonderful, and it's the growl. It's the growl. I love that. Yeah. Oh, I'll be using that somehow, honey. So the growl, you know, I think that back to the purpose piece, we are all so much more than we think we are.
Mm-hmm.
And we're walking around in our little bitty cells growling, growling, growling because, and this might not be Celeste's growl, but we're growling because something inside is unsettled. Now, here's the deal, which I think is really exciting, back to the fear. The deal is that something is unsettled and we recognize it. Like, what a gift from God that we can recognize it. We're experiencing contrast, a difference between what is and what we might desire. Now, most of us end up interpreting that as automatic conflict. Oh, there's a conflict, let me be stressed. But instead, and I think Celeste, you just said it so beautifully, instead you get, wow, for me to growl and to see there's a difference between where I am and what I want does nothing more than create an urge in me, an urge to create, an urge to bring forth something new. That is the power of creation. When you can get in touch with that and ask yourself, wow, what is it that I want to create? What is it that I want to birth into this world? Then you begin to play to win.
Mm-hmm.
First, playing not to lose. Playing not to lose is the one that says, yes, I'm growling and it's everybody else's fault.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I'm growling and I want this growl to go away. So how can I get rid of it? But playing to win says, hey, yeah, what can I create instead? What wants
yes.
to be birthed here? That's very different than the question of what can I get rid of. So
yes.
I'm with you. When you come face to face with that little old me who's growling and you know that there's an urge inside, it's just because there's a bigger you to be birthed, a greater expansion and expression of who you really are.
So true. So true, so true. You're listening to Life Conversations with Life Coach Ade, which will cease to exist after this month. It's just going to be Ask Life Coach Ade from October on. So in the meantime, the number is 347-426-3346. Joy in the chat room. She found some insight earlier, but she's still saying, I am way past caring about what people think about me. I just find it hard to find someone to look up to. I feel like packing up and moving. Perhaps I will hear something today to help me. Well, guess what? Here's your challenge. You talk about being vulnerable, and your vulnerability lies your strength. You got two coaches here who are more than happy to assist you. Because here's the thing about life. You know, as I listen to Kelly interact, or as we both interact with one another, there are things that I'm thinking of that I want to ask her or speak to, and she just starts to speak it. So for me, it's like a dance. So when we have a question, life always answers. The question is, are we going to go beyond what we've done before and do it? And I'm not just talking to Joy now, I'm talking to all of us. Like, if there's something that's causing you some aches and pain, or causing you to growl, to use Celeste's word, it is causing you to want to pack and move, and you're listening to the show, maybe, just maybe, there's something here. Just maybe there's something here for you. Kelly Jones Waller, let's talk a little bit more about this, the question, are you playing not to lose? You weaved it in, because every time I think I want to go there and talk more about that, you just go into it and I'm like, great. So let's talk more about how people play not to lose, and the downfall of that, if you will, and the benefit of playing to win. Let's talk more about that.
Sure, sure. I think it's a fascinating concept, because usually very few people would say, I'm playing not to lose. We mm-hmm. would say, what? Wait a minute. Of course I'm not playing not to lose. I want to achieve my goal here. Of course I want to achieve my goal here. But yet, there's a feeling of, I want this, but it's not working. Or I want this, but this always gets in the way. Or as we were saying earlier, what I really feel like is more than me knowing what I want to create, I actually just want to get rid of something. You know you're playing not to lose when, quite honestly, you don't feel good. When you're bored, mm-hmm. when you're pessimistic, when you find yourself dealing with fear, when you find yourself sort of in the fear category, when you're impatient, maybe even when you're at that place of being just hopeless, it'll never work. Now, the funny thing is that we still want to win. We still want to maintain our objective. It's just that we don't actually get that our beliefs and our assumptions are getting in the way.
Hmm.
When you step into playing to win, And let me just ask, Adai, let me ask you, let me ask you for a moment. When you are in a place, just think about any part in your life. Dare I have you be so vulnerable?
I know, right?
But if you think about any part of your life that is less than joyful and optimistic, can you find one? Just can you find one?
There's not joyful. Is that what you said?
Yeah, any part of your life that's less.
I would say, the business aspect of what it takes to run a business.
the business aspect. I get it. Okay.
It's like, can I just do what I do, coach and host a show and all the other things, just give it to somebody else? But no, you got to be involved. That's the part that I'm just like, if I can just give that all to somebody, I will.
Yeah. Well, actually, you sound sort of clear on what you want. You don't like the business aspects. It's not very joyful for you. So, So you can feel. So, and you still do them. I want to say, what's up with that? And you still do them.
Yeah, I do, because I say to myself, okay, you have a goal in mind. You have a vision in mind. You want, let's take, for example, the radio network. You have an idea of how big you want it to be, what you want to do, and it's no point lamenting about, I just don't like doing advertising and trying to call these people and do this research. It's taking me away from what I love. I have to bring myself back saying, but until you find somebody to work with, you got to do it. Now, it makes things, I don't think I put enough energy into it.
Yes.
But I feel like it's almost sometimes it's just something that I have to drag with me, like, okay, I guess I got to do it.
Well, you know what?
Go ahead.
You said something important in there. You said, I have a goal. That's really important. Like, you have a goal. And one of the most missing beliefs when people are playing not to lose is that they don't get that they're the predominant creator of their own life.
Mm-hmm.
They feel like circumstances are in control of their life. But when you said, I have a goal, it actually said, I do know what I want, and I am at choice about these awful business things that I don't like to do, because there's a greater calling and a greater goal that I'm moving towards.
That is key.
And I say that because I don't mean that playing to win means that everything in your life is absolutely joyful and you're jumping up and down and everything is grand. No. There are going to be things that we don't like. But because we are clear on what we're choosing, this secondary choice of dealing with the day-to-day ends up taking on new meaning. Now, you also said something else in there that, you know, is a potential little opportunity until I get someone else to do it.
Right.
So you know that there's a path for you. Find someone else to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And then the question becomes, are you ready?
See, it's funny because, as you said, the question becomes, my first answer was going to be yes, but I felt my body had a little bit of resistance, like, well, it's got to be somebody I trust.
Okay.
I mean, my first answer would have been, oh, yes, I'm so ready. But I actually felt my body go, like, I have to know a little bit more about them to get them involved with my business. That's the truth.
Yeah. No. I understand that. So one of the things that happens when you get, okay, I'm playing to win here. I've got a goal. I know that my goal is to connect with my audience, to do what I love, to be on radio, to make an impact that way. When you're really clear on that goal, then the question that we get to is, all right, I need somebody else to do it. The other reason why we end up playing not to lose is because we don't tell ourselves the truth about what is the current reality. So whereas you could feel your little resistance coming up, believe this. If you allow yourself to get really real with what is, I've got a specific business right now. How many people do you have that you trust with your business?
How many people do I have?
In your network that you say, oh, I trust this person with my business.
Well, let's see. People that are close to me, if they were to get involved in my business, I would say I can think of three off the top of my head right now.
Okay. So you can think of three. So, chances are if you can think of three, you could find one.
I know, that's right.
Yeah. So I'm kind of like also back to getting real about what is. Right now, how are you doing at managing the details of your business?
Whew. I stay on the go. I mean, I find that I'm constantly thinking, or there's this self-talk that I'm saying, you gotta get on that. You gotta get on that. And I do a little bit, and then I move away, and I get overwhelmed. But it's like I'm moving towards it. I called a guy just real quick about the radio things I'm working on, and for me, it was supposed to be, I thought it was going to be a 30-minute conversation. It was over an hour, and he gave me this information. He sent me an email, and he said, I'm going to send you all these details. And he shared some other things that made me go, oh, God, this is too much than what I want to handle. And I think it was yesterday or 2 days ago, I was thinking, come on now, Ade, you got to open that email, at least read what he said. But it was so overwhelming that I haven't even looked at the email, because it was like, oh, I don't know if I can handle it. So
what does that tell you?
I'm not ready.
You say that with a question mark at the end.
Yeah,
I'm not
right?
ready. I'm not ready. Yeah.
Well,
so here,
and then there's a, and not only, I think it's a little bit more than I'm not ready. I think it's really an opportunity for me to trust what I don't know. Really, to really say, listen, I don't have all the answers, and just because the information I got is overwhelming doesn't mean it has to be overwhelming. As a matter of fact, what I know in other areas of my life, the things that I thought was overwhelming, once I get involved and start taking action, I'm like, oh, so I don't have to do everything. I can just do this step first. So
yes.
I really have to, and this is helping. So go ahead. See? You can coach live on my own radio show. Talk about vulnerability.
You are not kidding. Thank you for being so willing. Well, the way that I want to put that, you know, just as what you say, there's a perception that I have to trust and that I don't.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's what I'm hearing in there. That's the part of the current reality of things. And I say
mm-hmm.
there's a perception of, because 90% of our limiting thoughts and beliefs are made up. Isn't that something?
Yes.
Isn't it? I mean, it just boils you over. At least it boils me over. 90%, we make them up. It's not
mm-hmm.
true, but we make them up. So as I think about this issue and putting it in the current reality, you've got a perception, a concept, a belief that you have to trust more.
Right.
Yeah, so it's not a truth. It's just how you're sitting with it right now.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm seeing something here. Yes. So what I'm actually seeing really is that belief, it comes from what I use as a backup that's what causes me to play not to lose, and
right.
it keeps me playing small, because and then it makes me feel I'm in control, while every day I'm saying to myself, I really got to do this, but well, I got to find, so it keeps me just micromanaging stuff, but just really do just enough to stay afloat. Yeah.
Right, and just enough to stay afloat. I mean, believe me, I'm sure you're preaching to the choir. We can all find some area in our life, me included, where we're doing just enough to stay afloat. That's
mm-hmm.
playing not
mm-hmm.
to lose. And what
yeah.
it takes for us to shift into playing to win, one, to get really, really clear on our true desired outcome. What is it that we really want? And what I hear, Ade, what do you really want?
What I really want is to have to systemize my business in a way where everything is done, the foundation is laid, I can really enjoy the business aspect, the doing aspect, the being aspect, the teaching aspect of it, that I just know that I don't have to keep checking on something to make sure it's in process, because I've done the groundwork. And it's already in place.
Okay.
You know, I want to be in a place where, you know, I wake up and there's money in my bank account because I put the right things in place.
Mm-hmm. So here's what I heard you say. To enjoy my business to the fullest.
Yes.
That's what you really want.
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
it. I mean, I know it sounds vague, but it's not. I mean, it's to enjoy my business to the fullest. And yes. I want to say my profitable business to the fullest.
I know that's right. Yeah, thank you for that. Profitable business to the fullest. I know that's right. Thank you, Kelly.
Good. So now that you know what you really want, my exercise for you, as we bring this conversation to a close, but my exercise for you is to write that at the top of a piece of paper, my true desired outcome.
Hold on one second. I was getting a paper just as she was saying it, so let me write this down because I know I'm going to need to write this down. Okay, go for it.
And this is for everyone listening. Think about what is it that you really, really want,
mm-hmm.
you know, and get it as succinct as you can. And not the process, but the result of having it.
Yeah.
You know, I know that the process, when Ade's business is completely systematized, then what's left is him enjoying his profitable business to the fullest.
Mm-hmm.
So get.
So what do I need to write at the top again?
Your true desired outcome.
My true desired outcome.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Which is to enjoy my profitable business to the fullest.
Enjoy my let me put this out in the ethers. Let me speak it up loud. To enjoy my profitable business. What was it?
To the fullest. See,
to the fullest. Yeah, that's it. I knew that. I just wanted to see if you remember what you said.
Yeah.
To enjoy my profitable business to the fullest. I know that's right.
Yeah. You know what? And I say this for everyone. We think we know what we want, but we often don't put it in clear language. We don't give ourselves permission to create the vision of what it is. I want you to do that so much so that you can begin to taste what you want. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so that's the first thing to do. Now, often what happens is there's something that competes with it.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to pick which one is most important and go for it. Because even when you feel like, but, you know, if I enjoy my business to the fullest, then what happens to such and such over here?
Mm-hmm.
If you honestly choose what's most important, you'll find a way to incorporate the secondary goal that you're afraid is going to be let go of. So
right.
More on that later. But at the bottom of the page,
uh-huh.
write your current reality.
Down
here, people, I just want the facts. Give me the facts.
Just the facts.
Just the facts. I don't want all the emotional stuff. And when you feel like you come across emotion, like I'm scared that this won't happen, then I need you to write, I have a belief that this won't happen.
Mm-hmm.
It's important that we begin to recognize where our assumptions are ruling the day. Because believe me, our behaviors are a result of those things that we assume.
Yes.
They're not the result of what we know. They're a result of our beliefs and our assumptions that are often operating in the back of our heads.
So my current reality would be I'm afraid I won't find someone to trust.
I have the belief that I won't find someone to trust.
Okay. I have the belief. I know that's right.
Yeah, and even that I'm doing, you know, really right now that I'm doing enough to stay on air and do a decent job. Like, that's the reality.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah. There's another current reality is that you had a meeting with someone who gave you tons of information to move you forward.
Mm-hmm. I know what that laugh meant. I know you well enough to know that laugh was loaded. That was a compassionate laugh.
So see if you can give me one more piece of current reality as it relates to you reaching your goal of enjoying your profitable business to the fullest.
Current reality, I have so much to do. I don't have enough time.
Time is limited. Or time
mm-hmm.
seems limited. A belief that time is limited.
Mhm.
Okay. So again,
yep.
that's not a fact. It's just a belief that time is limited.
Right.
Okay.
Yep.
So now, for the fun of it, because this will be step three, looking at what you want, knowing what you want, tasting what you want, and then looking at the current reality. What do you think is just an obvious, natural next step?
Let's see here. Let me look at my current reality. Not enough time. I'm doing just enough. I have a belief. Well, actually, for me, I think this I have the belief that I won't find someone to trust. For me, from that current reality, and just recognizing that, you know, that's just BS, Addy. That's just something you made up. It would be first thing, really, to go look at that email that I've left as unread and just read it. And then what I need to do, what I think works for me right now, and just do that.
Okay. So one thing I heard you say is turn my assumption around. So maybe to walk around with the, I can find someone to trust.
Mm-hmm.
Just to repeat that to yourself as a new belief.
Right.
And then to open the email and read it. You could have big solution look staring you in the face.
Yes, yes, yes. My fear or my prayer has already been answered, but I haven't even opened it yet to even figure out I got an answer. But
yeah.
I'm keeping this old belief going there. Oh, I don't know if I'll find someone to trust. And God is like, listen, I got the answer for you. Get out of there.
Yes. Yes, there you go. So this process seems really simplistic. And it is. And it is. It goes back to something that that actually your caller said about being a midwife and midwife really being about creating. When you play to win, you actually decide to be the predominant creator of your life. You create for the pure joy of it because it's an expression of your purpose. It's an expression of who you are. And you're more committed to that coming into this world, to that being birthed, than you are to all the stuff we tell ourselves that get in the way.
Yeah.
And sometimes, and I know this seems black and white, but sometimes you just have to get black and white about it. What is it that I want? And what's the real truth of the matter? Like, what's really my current reality here? When I quiet those judgmental voices inside, what's the real reality here? And you'll be surprised at how it's like, oh, it's so obvious. Here's what I need to do.
Yeah. Whew. I host the show and get coaching at the same time. I love it. Well, I do actually have a sense of excitement to go over the email right now. I mean, I actually feel my body all relaxed. Like, I can't wait to finish the show and go read the email. Now that I shift my beliefs about it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fantastic.
I'm playing to win.
Well, for anyone who wants more information on Play to Win, I am scheduled to do a workshop on what it means to play to win in November. So November the 3rd in the Atlanta area. If you'd want more information and want to find out how you can attend, just send me an email at coach, C-O-A-C-H, Kelly, K-E-L-L-Y, at mindspring.com.
Yep. And I tell you, once you just contact Kelly, as you can tell from this show, your mind will be springing inspiration, you know. So there's a hidden meaning in that email address. You know, tap into the well of your consciousness. And we didn't get to talk about people who are thinking of being a coach, but you can email Kelly. And the email address, once again, is coachkelly@mindspring.com. Find out more information about CTI and all the great work she's doing. Kelly is a wonderful, wonderful human being. If you didn't hear that now, then we can't help you.
You know what? If you didn't hear that, there's a time when we're all ready, and it might not be now, but hey, never give up.
I love how she reframed that. She said, we can help you, but there's time. So at your own time.
At your own time.
Oh, Kelly, thank you for your gift of love, of compassion, of wisdom, of insight. You know, I said it earlier and I'll say it again. I am so grateful to call you my friend, my coach. I am so grateful that I'm on the planet with you today. You are truly a blessing to the world, truly.
Thank you, and so are you. The way that you spread the message of what it means to truly be the best of who we are, the way that you hold the space for others to explore that, to turn it upside down, and to find more pieces of their truth, is beautiful and so definitely needed in our world. So it's quite obvious to me that you are completely living your life on purpose.
Thank you. Oh, my heartfelt gratitude to you and love and blessings to your family. And we got to do this often. We can't let it go 2 years because the last interview we did was in 2009. We got to bring you back often. I know you're a busy woman, but you got to. Maybe we need to just schedule in advance. But anyway, we'll work that out often. Thank you, Kelly. Have a wonderful day, and I love you.
You're welcome. I love you too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Woo! What is there to say after that? It's all been said, but if you know Life Coach Ade, even though it's all been said, there's always something else that's bubbling up for him. But we don't know. We'll see what happens. I am so grateful. I'm so full. And, Kelly really did help me with this thing about not trusting someone. That's the story that I told myself because that's just what I've used. But now, I'm not even going to go back in that story anymore. I can't find somebody who I trust. They're all around me. They're willing. They just can't wait to support me. Just go open the friggin' email today and read. So thank you. We're getting ready to release the show. I've got a beautiful song here that I was led to because we need each other. We need each other. And as Kelly said, in our vulnerability lies our strength. That's your authentic self. That's your true self. When you're vulnerable, you're one, fully, really, consciously one with God. You're stepping away, consciously stepping away from the ideas of the world and the conditioning. You're coming from truth. I mean, if you don't understand, if you're still working with that, think about when people are going through a crisis. Think of 9/11. Think of the earthquake. All the things that's happening in the world, when you're watching it on television and people seem vulnerable, people just come together and support them. You know, we tend to do this thing, oh, New Yorkers come together, that's what we do. Georgians come together, people from wherever country, we always talk about, we come together and support one another. No, that's what humans do. When we see another person being looking like they're weak or they need help or they're vulnerable, something is activated inside of us to support them. And if you're trying hard not to be vulnerable and you're trying to protect your vulnerability, it's going to be hard getting some help, you know? So give it up. Give it up. Oh, I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you. And I thank God for you. And I got to say this, you know, Kelly was talking about belief system and 90% of it is just we made up. Guess what tomorrow's show is? Everything you believe is BS. I got to be careful to make sure I use the acronym rather than the other one. Everything you believe is BS. That's tomorrow, 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Make sure you join us. We'll break it down and share some stories with you because once you change your belief system, I'm not even going to talk about that. Let me just wait till tomorrow. LifeConversationsRadio.com is where it's happening. Make sure you follow the show right at the top corner of the page. Click follow and you get regular updates. Once again, if you want to contact Kelly, I tell you, if you're looking for a coach and you just haven't found the right one, here, you got it. Here's our email address once again. It's CoachKelly@mindspring.com. CoachKelly@mindspring.com. You can get information about the teleconference and all the great work that she's doing. She's here in Atlanta. She can work with you face-to-face or on the phone if you're in another part of the world or if you're in another part of the country. It's that kind of world we're living. Well, it's time to release the show, and make sure you listen to this song that I'm getting ready to play because it's just so important. This is Life Conversations Radio. We dare you to live your best life.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
And make sure you come back. Why? Tell them, Mark Victor Hansen. Tell them why they need to come back and keep listening and download the show and share it with their friends and family members.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Yes, indeed. And here's the song. If you want to find out more about the artist of this song, Hezekiah Walker, ministry.com. Hezekiah Walker, ministries.com. This song is called I Need You to Survive. We need each other. It's about interdependency, peace, and blessings. Be well, be true to yourself. The world needs you to show up completely. See you tomorrow, 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move. Life Conversations, we dare you to live your best life.